100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we've got stories on the topic of Chewy this week to share with you. And I'm going to share them with you now. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy, nothing wild. Just here are the stories. I'll be back after the stories and we'll catch up.
Hello, it's Lisa from the UK, and these are my 100 words prompted by the word chewy. 25th of July 1976. I can still remember the day. I mean, I was contemplating faking my own death. I'd got chewy stuck in my hair. God knows how. I wasn't even allowed chewing gum. To make things worse, I'd bought it with the money for the church collection. I hadn't gone to church. So God was after me, as well as Mum, and I knew my Mum would kill me. So I hid, frightened for hours. By 7 I was starving, so skulked home. Mum was relieved, said she thought I was dead. She didn't even notice the gum knotted in my hair. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hi there, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Chewy. It's called Cordon Bleu. What do you think? She asked, as I speared a piece of something that might have been meat and popped it into my mouth. I gave her a look that could have been a smile or a grimace. It doesn't taste too bad, but it's a little chewy. She looked disappointed. What is it? I asked, then added, do I really want to know? Shoe leather and wood shaving, she muttered. Then defiantly, but I marinated it for over a week. Manfully, I knuckled down to finish my meal. My fault. I married her for her looks, not kitchen skills. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I've heard many objections to cannibalism. Apparently, eating human flesh is morally wrong, bad for the health, and a primitive custom with no place in modern society. They also ask me why, if it tastes like chicken, don't I simply eat chicken? They're wrong, of course. It tastes more like pork, and let's be fair, everyone loves a bit of crispy bacon. Although, I do have one objection, of my own. People tend to be a bit chewy. Then, someone told me I should take the wrapper off first. So now, I skin them. And they're tender as can be.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week, and here's my story. I like it chewy. The man sitting by her side opened his eyes and stared. You have no teeth? How can you like it chewy? I have teeth, Yeah, okay, you have teeth. Look, the woman opened her mouth. What in the name of God is that? She grinned as a set of four metal teeth slid down from inside the gum. New thing? That looks frightening, but it's very handy. She grabbed the metal jar where a bunch of wooden spoons rested and ripped a chunk out of it. Yes, handy, I bet. No more problems with cans, huh? This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 835 with a prompt of Chewy. I've had a cold, so I'm hopefully I can get through this without coughing. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert lay back in his bed with his phone to his ear. Okay, Sabrina, if we have to meet, come by later this morning. Right now, I'm going back to sleep. Before Bilbert could power off the phone, Sabrina said, Wait, I'm outside on the front porch right now. Come back later, Bilbert growled, shut off the phone, and pulled his pillow over his head. A moment later, Bilbert's mother opened his bedroom door. Bilbert, dear, you have a visitor. Sabrina stepped into the room. I brought you some leftover caramel corn. It's a bit chewy, but still tasty. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like Rice Krispies treats. If you mix them right, they become chewy and they flex and tear apart with the heat in your fingers. If you mix them wrong, they'll become solid bricks, or brittle bricks, or mushy gooey blobs which stick to their wrappers. You can try to bake them more, but they'll become solid bricks or burn. What's my secret? Why are mine always perfect? I buy them prepackaged from Kellogg's. Then I unwrap them and put them out on the tray. They're so much better than those Chips Ahoy cookies you pass off as your own.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Chewy. I hope you enjoyed that. I sure did. And you can enjoy more at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There's hundreds, thousands of stories there, some of them by y'all. Anyway, the next topic is a pick two. Go to the website to find out what all the stuff and whatever. And it's up on the feed as well, so you can listen or run your fingers over it, run it over your tongue. I don't know what you do there. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.